In our previous show, we began a discussion about the obligation of women in Parashat Zohar. And as we said, the opinion of the Chinuch is that only men are obligated in Parashat Zohar, not women. And as we discussed, it's a big machloik, it's our Rishonim. Women, some Rishonim say that women are not obligated in Parashat Zohar. Some say that they're completely obligated in that parasha. Others want to distinguish that even though a man obviously could only be mekayim the mitzvah by hearing it read from a Sefer Torah with a minyan, a woman can be mekayim the mitzvah just from hearing it, from reading it in a chumash. And this brings up many questions. Some places, there's a minhag that they open up a Sefer Torah, specifically Shabbos afternoon, to read Parashat Zohar for the women. They're women with children, and they can't make it to shul in the morning because their husbands aren't shul in the morning. Can one take out a Sefer Torah specifically just to read Parashat Zohar for women? Particularly, since we know how the halacha is so careful about the covenant of a Sefer Torah, and that a Sefer Torah should not just be taken out for no reason. So certainly the priest can say that if the Aron HaKodesh and the Sefer Torah are in the room where the Kriyas HaTorah for these women will take place, they could take out the Sefer Torah. Particularly, because then the Isser of the Zilzel in the Sefer Torah doesn't apply. Particularly if we, as we've been learning, if we hold that the Chiv of women hearing Parashat Zohar is a Chiv deraisa, so then there's no question. And therefore, the Paiskim take the approach that b'di'evid, they could take out Sefer Torah as long as they're not removing it from that room. And the truth is, there's a riot to this. In some places, the minig is that during the first 12 days of Chodesh Nisan, every day of the month, they read the Nasi of that day who brought his kabbonis during the Chanukah's Hamishkan. Now the question is, that's certainly barely a minig. Some people don't have the minig of reading it at all. Some people only have the minig to read it from a siddur, from a chumash. Yet other people don't have a problem, even though it's maybe just a minig, to take out the Sefer Torah for that reason. We find that many places have the minig that after Hakafis on Simchas Torah, they take out a Sefer Torah to learn from it. It's barely a minig. There are certain people, they say about the Arizal, about the Gro, that they would do Shnai Mikra Vekra Targum from a Sefer Torah. So again, from here we see that even if it's just a minig to do Parashat Zohar, to read Parashat Zohar for women, as long as the Sefer Torah is not being moved from the room that it's in, we don't have an issue. Particularly as we have been discussing in our shiur, that even though women are exempt from mitzvah sasechus man grama, if a woman wants to fulfill mitzvah sasechus man grama, she may. And according to the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, which is the opinion that the Rama follows, she could even make a bracha, she could shon of mitzvosav v'tzivanu under those circumstances. So we could be much more lenient regarding taking out a Sefer Torah for women to hear Parshas Zohar. Certainly, if it's possible, however, we should try that the women should come to davening in the morning and to hear Parshas Zohar at that time. Regarding a woman who was not able to make it to Parshas Zohar at all, or she lives in a place where they don't have a special Kriyas HaTorah, and she can't make it in the morning, the Magen Avraham in Siman Tov Resh Pei Hei says that if somebody didn't hear Parshas Zohar Shabbos, he could be yotze with hearing the Kriya of Purim in the morning from Parshas B'Shalach. As we discussed in the previous shiur, it's not so poshut. Because if we look at the psukim in Parshas Kisetze, which is the psukim that we read for Parshas Zohar, and we look at the psukim from Parshas B'Shalach, which are the psukim which we read for Purim, they speak about different aspects of the Melchama of Amalek. In Parshas B'Shalach, the Torah teaches us that Kadosh Baruch Hu will eradicate the memory of Amalek. In Parshas Kisetze, the Torah teaches us to remember what Amalek did to us. So if we're going to say that there's a chiyuv of Parshas Zohar, we're only mekayim that mitzvah if we hear exactly what was said in the Parshas Zohar. Parshas B'Shalach doesn't teach us that. And therefore, certainly l'chatchila, one should not rely on the kriya of Purim in the morning, even women. So that is another question. Women who are going to listen to Parshas Zohar, there's a shul, Baruch Hashem, where you're going to be reading Parshas Zohar, especially for women in the afternoon. But what happens? The husband goes to shul. They come home from shul. They eat the Suda Shabbos. And afterwards, they're going to go to shul to hear Parshas Zohar. So regarding if they only heard Kiddush and ate something, that the Paiskim HaMekel, they're even makel for men, certainly for women. But what's going to be if she's going to eat a whole suda? Because what's the shaila? The halach is that if somebody has a chiv mitzvah, they're not allowed to eat before they are mekayim that mitzvah. You're not allowed to start a meal once the time for Megillah comes. You're not allowed to start a meal once the time for any mitzvah comes. So the Paiskim are makel. Since, as we're learning, it's not that clear that women are mechuyev in the parasha of Zohar. And as we also quoted at the beginning of this year, there are Paiskim that hold that women can be yoyt to the mitzvah of parasha Zohar just by reading it from the Chumash. So the best thing that should be done is if a woman can't make it to shul in the morning, and the time that they're going to read Parshas Zohar is later in the afternoon, and it's difficult to wait to eat the Suda Shabbos until after that, what she should do is she should read the Parshas Zohar from a Chumash, and then eat the Suda Shabbos, and then go to shul and hear Parshas Zohar from a Sefer Torah. But again, there's another reason why, if at all possible, she should hear the Parshas Zohar from a Sefer Torah, because besides that there's an inyan to read it from a Sefer Torah, there's also a point that there should be a minyan, because there are many Paiskim who suggest that whenever we speak about Kriyas HaTorah, Kriyas HaTorah, they suggest, is a din in the tzibur. So in order for there to be a situation, a halachic situation of Kriyas HaTorah, we have to have a minyan. And if we don't have a minyan, it's not considered a proper Kriyas HaTorah, even if you're reading it from a kosher Sefer Torah.